From burnout to balance, how employers can intervene. Damien McHugh, Chief Marketing Officer at Momentum Health. We're halfway through 2026, and it's often around this time that we start to feel like we are running on fumes. The creative energy that carried us through Q1 has evaporated. The enthusiasm to show up fully, to give everything and to push through fatigue wears thin. Many people are simply trying to keep their heads above water while managing the real pressures of living in South Africa, rising commuting costs, inflation, and the endless weight of a cost of living crisis. This is burnout wearing a very human face. The World Health Organization estimates that depression and anxiety cost the global economy US$1 trillion annually in lost productivity. This means that every rand invested in mental health treatment returns fourfold in improved productivity and well-being. Sobering statistics from the South African Depression and Anxiety Group say nearly 1 in 3 South Africans will experience a mental health challenge in their lifetime, though most never seek help. When we talk about burnout in South Africa, we're not just talking about exhausted employees. We're talking about good people leaving organizations, reduced innovation, increased absenteeism and loss in productivity, tangible economic impact on businesses already operating on tighter margins. All these signs point to the fact that employee mental health and well-being are things that employers just cannot afford not to prioritize. Where burnout really comes from? Burnout isn't simply about working too hard. While overwork can be an important contributing factor, burnout is what happens when fatigue compounds and external stressor pile on top of workplace pressures. While getting tired is a very normal and natural human experience, the problem isn't fatigue itself, but rather that employees have no real pathway to address it. They don't take leave because they're worried about workload piling up, or they are unsure about access to support, because they don't know it exists or are embarrassed to ask. This is where employers can really make a tangible difference. How work-life balance directly improves employee health. A better work-life balance means mental bandwidth to make healthier choices. Employees are more likely to exercise, prepare proper meals instead of grabbing fast food, and to show up for health screenings instead of putting them off. Chronic stress doesn't just exhaust the mind, it increases blood pressure, weakens immune function, and accelerates the development of lifestyle diseases like diabetes and heart disease. Conversely, when employees feel supported and balanced, their physical health improves. They get sick less often, recover faster, and live longer. Aside from all the biological benefits, when people feel valued and supported at work, they're more engaged with their own health. They make better decisions. They're more likely to participate in wellness programs, to follow through on preventative care, and to catch health issues early. Prevention as a business strategy. A wellness-first mindset means intervening earlier, before people enter the healthcare system as patients, and supporting healthier day-to-day choices that reduce long-term risk. This isn't about shifting responsibility onto individuals. It's about enabling better outcomes through smarter systems and sustained prevention. Technology is playing an increasingly important role in strengthening South Africa's shift towards prevention-led care. Digital health tools now make it possible to identify risk earlier, tailor interventions more precisely, and maintain engagement beyond traditional clinical settings. Momentum Health, one of the largest healthcare administrators in South Africa, has seen a 15% decline in the claims ratio of members who are on the Momentum Multiply Wellness Rewards Program, compared to those who are not. The expansion of telemedicine, remote monitoring and data-enabled screening is increasingly supporting preventative care delivery at scale, which matters in a country where access to healthcare varies so dramatically by geography and economic status. Employers have legal obligations and real opportunities. South Africa's legal framework provides a clear roadmap for employers willing to step up. These aren't just compliance boxes to tick. They are invitations to build better workplaces, so employers are encouraged to fulfill legal and compliance duties. This starts with acknowledging that psychological safety is a workplace responsibility. It means having clear policies that support employees taking leave when they need to rest and recover, and making reasonable accommodations for employees managing mental health challenges, Whether that's flexible hours, hybrid arrangements, or adjusted workloads during recovery periods. Secondly, provide the pivotal structural support. Employee assistance programs offer confidential counseling and stress management resources. In South Africa's high-stress environment, they're a critical safety net that many employees never access, simply because they don't know what to do or how to ask. Lastly, it is pivotal to foster a culture that values balance and wellness. This means leadership modeling healthy boundaries and training for line managers to spot early warning signs of stress and to handle mental health conversations without stigma. It means measuring success by outcomes and task completion, not by the number of hours someone is visible at a desk. Prevention works best in real life. Good health isn't shaped in doctors' offices or through wellness program brochures. Good health is shaped in everyday moments at home, at work, across life stages. That's where support needs to show up if it's going to make a lasting difference. When the healthcare community works together with employers and support networks, it becomes easier for people to turn good intentions into healthier habits that stick. Programs such as the Momentum Multiply Rewards Program recognize this. When healthy choices are rewarded with tangible benefits, when prevention is incentivized rather than just encouraged, people do follow through. What this means for your organization. The cost of doing nothing is already being felt, while the cost of intervention is manageable. It starts with acknowledging that burnout is real, that fatigue compounds, and that your employees' lives don't pause at the office door. It continues with practical support, leave policies that actually get used, EAPs that people can access without shame, and flexible arrangements that acknowledge that sometimes life just takes a toll. Fatigue is normal. What matters is what you do when it shows up. Ends. Author at Damian McHugh, Momentum Health. Plus posts bio at Damian McHugh, Momentum Health. Why mental health is South Africa's most overlooked business asset. Share on your socials.